During the first 3 days of creation, God brought into being the basic matter of which the universe is made, and put into place the conditions necessary for life. The first day, life-sustaining light came into existence, the second, a breathable atmosphere, and the third, habitable and fertile ground, which God covered with an abundant vegetation and fruit trees of every kind. These first 3 days of the creative week opened the way for the last three. There was an open sky, deep seas, and firm land. The fourth day, God filled the endless stretches of the heavens with a host of celestial bodies. The sun, moon, and stars appeared, and light, which had already come into existence the first day, was henceforth associated with them. In Hebrew, stars are called light-bearers. God made the sun to shine on the earth in the daytime, and the moon to appear in the night. In this way, he established the length of day and night, ordered the course and duration of times and seasons, and made possible the measurement of time, in hours, days, months, and years. By means of the stars, he also provided a sure method of orientation. The world that God had created was now ready to sustain a completely different type of existence, conscious life. Up till then, God had created only unconscious plant life. So, on the fifth day, God spoke, and the sea and air were filled with living creatures able to move at will. God made the waters teem with a multitude of living creatures, great sea beasts and every sort of fish, down to the tiniest marine life, and he filled the air with every kind of bird and flying animal. The Hebrew term for these animated beings means literally living souls. The soul is the principle of life which quickens a physical organism and creates movement. The word living souls indicates, therefore, every being animated by this principle of life. God blessed this new creation and commanded the sea creatures and the birds to be fruitful and to multiply, each according to its own kind. The sixth day, God spoke again and made the earth bring forth cattle, reptiles, and beasts of the field. God looked at what he had created and saw that it was good. There remained one last thing to be done for God's work to be complete. He made man as the crown and goal of all his creative activity. But this time he deliberated before speaking. The triune God took counsel with himself and considered the matter carefully. "Let us make man in our image," he said, "according to our likeness, that he may have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the beasts of the field, and over all the earth." Made the same day as animal life, and formed physically of the same elements, man is nevertheless fundamentally different. Of all creation, only mankind is described as being made in God's image, which clearly differentiates him from other animals and puts him in a special category in relation to God. This image is not physical, as God is not a physical being, he is spirit, but it means that the human personality is endowed with certain qualities resembling those of the Creator. Man is a rational, moral, and spiritual being. He is able to speak, to reason, to react with emotion and intelligence, and to exert his will. God has given him a creative mind, which prompts him to use his abilities and to discover the resources at his disposal. Man is conscious of his own existence, and he is conscious of the existence of God. Like the other animals, human beings received animated life, but that which was given to man came directly from God. The Bible declares, "God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life." The Hebrew verb for created occurs here for the third time. It indicates the creation of spiritual life, which enables man to enter into fellowship with his Creator. God made man and woman. He blessed them and told them to be fruitful and multiply, and to have dominion over the newly created world and over all living creatures. For food, God gave man cereals, plants, vegetables, and fruit. To the animals and birds he gave every green plant. Then God looked at everything that he had made and found that it was very good. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in 6 days. By the seventh day, God had finished all his work, so he rested. God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on that day he rested from all the work he had done. Next episode, The Fall.